Thomas A. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Eileen, I-L-E-E-N, Teats, T-E-A-T-S. Address is 14631 Bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E, Port, New Word, Port, P-O-R-T, Circle, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-327-9482, ID is XXX7948, date of birth is 8-1-1943, 79-year-old widowed retired woman. Insurance is Medicare/Humana, pharmacy is Rite Aid-Magalia. It is addressed to New, N-O-U, second word, Her, H-E-R. Her address is 5974 Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-5509. Phone number is 530-876-7901. I'm sorry, it should be Adventist Health, 5125 Skyway. Phone 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Subparagraph. Comorbid medical problems with these vertically. Type 2 diabetes. Dyslipidemia. Hypothyroidism. Nutritional insufficiency. Dear New, N-O-U, Her, H-E-R, thank you for referring Eileen Teats for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Eileen was seen initially in September of 2022 with follow-up appointments completed. I'm sorry, with today's follow-up neurological reevaluation subparagraph, she was seen today accompanied by her daughter and her two grandchildren. New paragraph, as you may remember, Eileen is a type 2 diabetic and was found to be hypothyroid with readjustment of her thyroid regimen recently, increasing her dosage from 25 to 50 micrograms daily. New paragraph. She came in complaining of some cognitive impairment. Subparagraph. It took us a while to complete her high resolution 3D imaging study of the brain, which was reviewed today. Subparagraph. She has a stable appearing ischemic white matter changes due to microangiopathic disease. New paragraph, there is advanced hippocampal atrophy, which may be seen with Alzheimer's type dementia. New paragraph, there's ventricular prominence due to white matter changes. New paragraph, there's also some opacification of the right aspect of the sphenoid sinus. representing possibly incipated secretions versus fungal infection. Subparagraph, direct visualization dash ENT evaluation is recommended in parentheses. She may have a small calcified meningioma in the left of the midline along the cerebral falx at the vertex. Calcification of the basal ganglia was also reported. Parenthesis, possible parathyroid disorder, end parenthesis. New paragraph. She completed, at least in part, some of the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health, reporting mild to moderate cognitive impairment, moderate levels of fatigue, some reduction in her sense of positive affect and well-being, slight to mild anxiety, slight symptoms of depression, slight to mild symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol. New paragraph. She reported moderate levels of reduction in her ability to participate in normal social roles and activities. And mild to moderate reduced satisfaction with her social roles and activities. New paragraph. She also reports difficulty with motor function in the upper extremity, including difficulty dialing a touch tone keypad, problems picking up coins, difficulty washing and drying her body, difficulty opening jars, troubles buttoning her garments, cutting her nails, pulling clothes, handling her medications. New paragraph, she also gives a history of difficulty with lower extremity function, including difficulty stepping up and down off curbs, getting in and out of a car, running errands and shopping, getting up off the floor, standing from an armless chair, sitting in and out of a chair, standing from a low, soft couch, moderate difficulty in taking a 20-minute brisk walk, maintaining balance on a slippery surface, she reports a slight sense of stigmatization with her problems, new paragraph. At her initial appointment, I initiated memantine 5 milligrams in the morning, which may have provided some benefits, subparagraph. By her daughter's report, there was there was a benefit in the readjustment of her thyroid medication recently. with increased energy. New paragraph, in consideration of her history and presentation and these findings, I am ordering advanced laboratory testing for dementia evaluation. New paragraph, I will see her back with those results. Subparagraph, carbon copies provided to your office, in parenthesis. New paragraph, today I am initiating tenapazil, parenthesis, Aricept 5 milligrams take in the afternoon or evening. New paragraph, we'll see you for neurological follow-up and readjustment of her regimen with reexamination, consideration of any motor disorder that may be coexistent. New paragraph, laboratory testing to exclude parathyroid disease is being obtained. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.